This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. King Soopers and Safeway workers protested outside of a few dozen Metro Denver grocery stores today. CPR's Matt Bloom reports they're opposing a merger of the store's parent companies.
Workers asked customers to write to the Federal Trade Commission. The agency is reviewing a proposal from Kroger, which owns King Soopers, to take over Albertsons, Safeway's owner. Kim Cordova is president of the Union for Colorado Workers of both stores.
And they're going to be able to control prices, suppress wages and benefits. It's going to hurt the supply chain. The merger's bad for everybody.
Kroger argues the merger will help streamline supply chains and keep prices low. Colorado's attorney general is also investigating the proposal for antitrust violations. I'm Matt Bloom, CPR News.
In Durango, foodies are taking center stage this week with the city's first ever restaurant week. Greg Mauger owns the Durango Diner. He says he appreciates the chance to show people his restaurant offers more than what many expect from a diner.
I think what I've really tried to do is keep the traditional diner vibe and keep those traditional diner dishes. But also, you know, we have a little bit of something funky to offer people, something a little different.
More than 25 restaurants are participating in the celebration. It runs through this weekend. And soldiers at Fort Carson Army Base are conducting live fire training exercises today. The base says increased noise and dust should be expected into the evening and through the night. The soldiers are working with large caliber rounds. It'll be clear in Colorado Springs tonight with a low of 35. This is CPR News. It's 4:06.